Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 21st October 2021. Top stories for today. The Minister of Tourism, Arts and Culture, Nancy Shukri, earlier today said Malaysia may reopen to international tourists in November. Nancy said tourists from Singapore could be the first to enter the country. The Tourism Minister said she will be meeting with Singapore officials next week to discuss reopening of cross-border travel between the two countries. According to Nancy, the ministry has asked the government to allow fully vaccinated international visitors to the Langkawi Island Resort from next month. The Ministry of Health, MOH, reported another 79 COVID-19 deaths today, bringing the cumulative number of fatalities in Malaysia since the pandemic began to 28,138. Out of the total deaths, 14 were categorized as brought in dead, taking the total numbers to 5,680. Perlis reported with the highest fatality rate, with 75 deaths, followed by Sarawak with 53 deaths and Penang with 40 deaths per 1 million people for each of the states. Meanwhile, the country registered about 6,210 new COVID-19 infections today, with a lower positivity rate of 4.28% of test results involving more than 145,000 individuals. As of yesterday, about 94.2% of the adult population in the country have completed their COVID-19 vaccination. On the international front, heavy rainfall causing flash floods in two Indian states, Uttarakhand and Kerala, and parts of Nepal hits the death toll with more than 150 people. At least 50, including 5 from a single family, died in Uttarakhand. About 77 people died in Nepal, with dozens more missing in both countries. Houses were submerged, some crushed by rocks that swept into them by landslides. Further south in India's Kerala state, rains also caused deadly floods, leaving another 39 dead there. The US Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has authorized using a mix-and-match strategy for those who require a booster shot of a COVID-19 vaccine after their initial inoculation. Currently, COVID-19 vaccines of Pfizer, Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are authorized in the United States, allowing a single dose of any of them to be taken upon completion of primary vaccination with a different COVID-19 vaccine. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.